good morning, everyone. And it's time, I think it's fair to say, to take a breath here, financially speaking.
Absolutely.
A very volatile week. I mean, it was only in April, let's remember, that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was above 11,000. That was back when analysts were suggesting that oil would find a more or less permanent home above $80 a barrel. Well, this morning, oil is closer to $70 a barrel. The Dow average alone is 12% off its highs. Other indices are faring much worse. And yesterday, after a plunge on Wall Street, stocks struggled to eke out a small loss. The Nasdaq and the S&P made it into the green zone, finally. This morning, a sigh of relief for investors. Futures are up on Wall Street, but the seesawing volatility has caused some fear to creep back into the economy. From the immediate worries about Korea, the now familiar concerns about the euro, continuing worries about the Gulf oil disaster, uncertainties over Washington's financial regulation bill, key interest rate spreads are beginning to inch upward, and we're in some new waters here, I think it's fair to say. To help us answer questions and sort through the numbers are Mark Zandi, co-founder and chief economist of Moody's Analytics. Good morning once again, Mark.
Good morning.
And Simon Johnson comes back to the program, former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. We spoke to him at the top of the hour there, professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management and author of the book 13 Bankers. Professor Johnson, let's talk about risk and all these things that are in play here that I enumerated. Do you think they're having an impact on this volatility that we're seeing?
Absolutely. I think the heart of the problem is the financial sector. It's not fully recovered. There's a lot of fragility there. There are these banks that are viewed as being too big to fail, but that's a very political determination. If you think that the authorities in Europe will withdraw support from some of the big banks, or if you think that bigger banks in the U.S. will receive less government support going forward, then you change your view in a big way of the value of those stocks, and that affects the rest of the stock market.
Mark Zandi, what number do you watch most closely in an environment like this to take a look at what's going to happen as opposed to what has happened already?
Well, I think jobs are key. We went from recession to recovery about a year ago. Through most of last year, we saw no job growth, and thus the concern that the recovery wasn't evolving into a self-sustaining expansion. We need those jobs to create the income to support the spending that convinces businesses to go out and hire more people, and then we're off and running. We have seen some job growth since the beginning of the year, and that's very good news, and I think the recovery is evolving into that expansion. And we'll be able to digest the difficulties that are coming out of Europe and the uncertainty that's creating.
Now, this is a question to both of you, Mark and Simon. I mean, it seems to me, just from my perspective, and I don't know as much as you guys do, that capital is really looking for a safe place to land. And as we look at interest rates sort of inching up and spread sort of inching up, the LIBOR, that interbank loan rate really took a surge yesterday. As money is looking for a safe place to land, it's not available to invest to create the kind of jobs that you're talking about. Simon Johnson, do you think that's a reasonable sort of fear on my part?
Well, it's a reasonable fear, and you're certainly right that LIBOR, which of course measures the rate at which banks are willing to lend to each other, is moving in the wrong direction. But that's a lot about fears within the European banking system. LIBOR picks up that quite heavily. If you look at interest rates, for example, available to people who are refinancing mortgages or buying new homes in the United States, those are actually coming down, which is most helpful. And I think the safe haven in this situation is the United States. Now, that has some downsides, too. It may encourage us to invest in the wrong things. It may postpone the kind of adjustments we need to make. But it's better than interest rates shooting up.
Mark Zandi, Simon Johnson talked about the mortgage rates and the interest rates in the United States. Do you think that's behind the consumer confidence number, which came out yesterday, which was pretty strong?
Well, I think that reflects the better job market since the beginning of the year. We've created about 500,000 jobs since the start of the year. And I think probably also reflects the stock market up until a few weeks ago. I mean, it was moving higher, and I think everyone was feeling pretty good. Mortgage rates generally don't play as large a role because, you know, obviously not many people are out there shopping for a home or thinking about refinancing their mortgage. So that's probably playing a smaller role. It's really about jobs, I think.
You know, the market, as the financial meltdown was occurring back in 2007 and 2008, was a good indicator of where things were headed. But I'm wondering, in a slow recovery, if the market is more noise than signal here, that the fear of investors on Wall Street and these tiny audiences for the financial channels don't really reflect the broader economic decisions that are made by families all over the United States. Simon Johnson?
Well, I think there is an effect, a psychological effect. People see the headlines. People have a sense, particularly if the market moves dramatically, that the flash crash we had on May 6th, for example, really gripped people's imagination. And I don't think that's helpful. But I agree, by the way, mostly or entirely with Mark, that it's really about jobs. Jobs are something that affect everyone, and particularly the fear of losing your job, which I think is largely receding for many people now. And that helps confidence, that helps spending, and that it does help drive the recovery.
Well, so let's get a takeaway here. Mark Zandi, you don't see anything in these investment numbers and interest rate numbers that could affect the trend of positive job growth in the United States?
Oh, sure. No, I mean, obviously what's happening in the financial system does have an impact and can have an impact if it doesn't calm down soon. And the stock market is important in terms of people's thinking. I do think the run-up in stock prices since last year was key to getting consumers, particularly wealthier consumers, out spending again, and that was important. And also, it is a signal to businesses. They want to defend that stock price, and they know they can't do that by cutting. They need to grow revenue, and that means investment and hiring. So what's going on in the financial system is very, very important. We do need to see the system stabilize. If it doesn't, then soon, it will begin to affect the hiring, the jobs, and the broader economy.
I think the average American has trouble understanding, though, how you can get a report from the National Association for Business Economics saying that the economy is going to grow 3.2%, which is a very, very good sign, and then they see all this volatility in the stock market and say, what are you talking about? The stock market has taken a dive. I think for the average American, sometimes the stock market is the economy.
Yeah, good point. But, there's that old adage that goes something like the stock market's predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. So, it goes up, down, and all around. So you got to take it with a grain of salt.
All right. Simon Johnson, quickly before we go, if financial regulations get sorted out, the Korea crisis goes away, and Europe settles down, all these concerns vanish, correct?
Hopefully, but unfortunately, the financial regulations, the reforms don't go far enough. They don't address the core weaknesses in our financial system in the biggest banks. And this will continue to come back. So it will recede from time to time. People will feel confident, but then there'll be problems around the world, and people will worry again about the stability of the financial system.
All right. Simon Johnson, former chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, professor at the MIT Sloan School of Management, and also Mark Zandi, co-founder and chief economist of Moody's Analytics, helping us sort through the number on a volatile week, but it looks like a positive day when the markets get underway on Wall Street. Thanks to both of you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.